We are up to page Kuf Mem Hei. We are in the middle of Siman Kuf Samach Dalet. We are in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We are up to Os Zayin. It's on page Kuf Mem Hei. Kuf Mem Hei, in the middle of the laws of Pidyon HaBen. Okay, so we learned here that a person should not delay. Pidyon HaBen should be done as soon as possible. Okay, Pidyon HaBen should be done as soon, once the Zman arrives, it should be done as soon as possible. Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzah. The man we discussed, I told you from my Rebbe of Kahanau, he was of the opinion that once the Zman arrives, it should be done like a bris. Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzah. People do it in the afternoon because sometimes it's too early. You have to have 29 and a half days, and somehow that became, since there are such situations where there are 29 and a half days, people got lazy and they started always making it later in the day, which he felt was not correct. Once the Zman arrives, if you can do it, according to all the rules that we discussed last week, it should be done as early as possible. Now we discuss a very interesting shaila. What happens if the baby did not yet have a bris milah? Not so uncommon. You have a firstborn baby, it's premature, and the doctors are holding off on the bris until the baby is ready, but now it's already 30 days. Do you do the pidyon HaBen before the bris milah, or do you do the bris milah first? And what happens if the doctor decides, bo bayom, on day 30? On day 30, the baby is ready to go for the bris milah. What do you do first? Do you do the bris milah first, or you do the pidyon HaBen first? So here it says, v'shleil hashas. What? You could save a double suda. That we very interesting. You ever go? They never went to such a place, such an event where they have b'vasachas. They have the bris milah and the pidyon HaBen on day 30. It could happen. Hey, let's see. Shaloi lahashlois es a mitzvah kosef hashach tinuk b'char shechol of loynis shrapa ad yom lamed aleph. The first time the baby is ready to do the bris milah is day 31. So you have two. You have the day has arrived and you have two mitzvahs in front of you. Which one goes first? So kosef molin oisoy kaidem. So the bris milah goes first. The achar kach oisin hapinyan. Why? The hamilah he ois. The milah is a sign. It's an ois. Hachnos aspris. Vilmole kabolas abris. Ein kan mitzvahs pidyon klal. If you're not Jewish, the bris milah means you're Jewish. If you're not Jewish, then there's no purpose in having a pidyon HaBen. So it's more fundamental. If it's more fundamental, you do what's more fundamental. Now you. What? You have a bris in a chanami, but it still represents a full stage of yadus to have the bris. What would be the havamina to do the other way around? Well, let me ask you a more basic question. One is bizman and one is shloi bizman. Right, exactly. So pidyon HaBen is bizman. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So that would be a very powerful argument why you should do it. Another reason why you would do it, let's take a step back. We only have a rule of tadir v'sha'ina tadir kaidem. Now that's only true when the two things happen all the time. But when you have two things which don't happen all the time, something which comes around occasionally, then the chavivos of a chaviva mitzvah b'shaita has kedima. So, okay, I've got the example I wanted to give, but... like Havdalah, let's talk about lighting Ner Chanukah and Havdalah. What do you do first? Do you first light Ner Chanukah or Havdalah? This is a very complicated question, shul and at home, and there are many different factors, but one of the things that's taken to the equation is that since the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is only once a year, and the mitzvah of lighting of making Havdalah or Ner Shabbos is all the time, so the rules of Tadir v'sheinah Tadir do not apply. Tadir v'sheinah Tadir only applies to something which you anyway do. You do all the time. You do it all the time. So now the question is, which one do I do first? Kriya Satira. We lane all the time. So now the question is, which one should we lane first? Should we lane first Rosh Chodesh or should we lane first Chanukah? Just because Chanukah is only once a year, so what? But what are we doing? We're not doing something unique. We're doing Kriya Satira. So Kriya Satira, Tadir v'sheinah Tadir, Tadir. When you're doing something entirely new, the whole ceremony is a new type of ceremony, then you don't apply the rule of Tadir v'sheinah Tadir. But in fact, you do the other one first. You do what's unique. So since here, pidyon HaBen is rare, it's not common to see a pidyon HaBen, because if either of the parents are Kohanim or Leviim, and if it's not the firstborn, and it's not a complicated type of leda, then there is no pidyon haben. So there are so many scenarios why there would not be a pidyon haben. I don't know what the statistics are, but this is very rare. Pidyon haben is very rare. Bris milah is not rare. Every single male has a bris milah. So you would write to suggest that since it's unique. It should go before you do the bris milah. And as Rav Nechemya said, it's also that chaviva mitzvah b'shait. It's day 30. This is the day of the mitzvah. And bris milah already, it's been pushed away. It's shloi b'zman. Yet along comes the shach. The shach says no. The bris milah is done first because bris milah represents the idea that you are a Jew. And this fundamental. If you're not Jewish, don't bother with pidyon haben. Even though, like you say, you're a Jew, not at the milah, but still it represents the shleimus of coming into the bris kodesh. I bring part of Klal Yisrael. That's the next. He goes on. That's what the shach. That's what we're going to discuss now. Next, the ayin b'shut chasam soifer. Look at the chasam soifer. The dafka im hamila b'yam opinion. That's only when the milah is b'yam opinion. Avolim loin this shop if it's tzarich lahamtin b'mitzvah milah. But let's say the baby is not ready for bris milah for 2 months, 3 months, and now it's already 30 days. So what do you do? So he says clearly, ein lahamtin b'pidyona. You don't delay the pidyon haben. Ubaktimim l'pidyon l'mila. We do the pidyon haben immediately. Okay, so we do the pidyon haben even before there's a bris milah on day 30. V'chein kasab pischit tshuva b'shem kam b'tshuva sachwein v'ayin sham u'b'shut even yikara hoisef oy dafilu v'pidyon nami hu shloi b'zmanoi k'goyin shechal opinion b'shabbos. Let's say the pidyon is not b'zman. Day 31 is Shabbos. So the pidyon haben is going to be on day 32. So it's shaloi bizman. And the bris milah is shaloi bizman. So they're both equal now. So maybe now we should do the pidyon haben first. Dafilu ima pidyon nami hu shaloi bizman. I can go in shachal pidyon b'shabbos. Pidyon oisa b'oisa where you do the pidyon b'yom alef. Ha'yela lo ye roi lamol ad el ad yom gimel. Let's say in this example, the baby's not going to be ready until, let's say, Tuesday. Sunday is day 32. So the pidyon is shaloi bizman. And the doctor says we need 3 more days. We need until Tuesday, until day 35. Afilu hachi, loy mamtinon, we don't delay. Upoidin or so bionalis. So even though the both can be shaloi bizman, we do the pidyon on day 32. We're not going to go wait until Tuesday to do first the bris milah and then the pidyon haben, even though already the shloi bizman. Look there for his proof. Another fascinating halacha that when you do give a pidyon haben before the bris milah, you give the baby the name at the pidyon haben. Did you ever go to pidyon haben and they gave the baby a name? Well, that's what it says over here.
Baby is premature. You give the baby's name after 30 days.
Pidyon haben, pidyon haben. You do a pidyon haben. V'yikari shmoi v'yisrael. Now the problem is the baby is premature, and you're doing a pidyon haben. It might be that you're not going to be doing it. It's going to be done privately in the hospital. With the baby, maybe take the baby home. I don't know, it depends where it is. Because you're supposed to do the pidyon haben in the presence of the baby. B'diavad, you can do the pidyon haben without the baby. It's between you and the kohen. I have a baby, the baby is in China. And I'm over here, you can do the pidyon haben. But l'chatchila, the baby is supposed to be present. Don't you want the baby to hear what's going on? No. The baby is the cheftz of the mitzvah, yeah?
Boy, let's say, who's not a bechor,
yeah.
He's a preemie. They possibly will not give
it
a name to the child.
Okay, that's another. So that's another issue. That typically, if a baby is a premature baby, they do not give the name until the bris milah. If the baby is sick, rachmana litzlan, the baby is not well, and the baby needs a refuah, then the poskim give the name right away. They give the name right away, so the baby should have a shame, and that will enhance, whatever this means, it will enhance the koyach tefillah. You give the name. But if a baby is just a premature baby, and the baby is not ill, there's no sakana, everything is a sakana, of course, everything is relative, what's a sakana, but if the baby is okay, al derech hateva, you do not give a name. The baby has no name for hear stories. What are you calling him? We're calling him for 3 months. Right. If there it's a pidyon haben, then that is what it says here is the exception. At the Pidyon HaBen, you're going to have Yikarei Shmoy B'Yisrael, they're going to give him a name. You wait until the Bris Milah. You wait until the Bris Milah, unless the baby is not well, and then they give the name right away, so it should be an assist in his refuah. Okay, let's go. What? Interesting question. L'chara, you do. Because giving the name is pirsum. The purpose of giving a name is pirsum. Pirsum, it's not a din of a minion of Davar Shabbat Kedusha. It's a din of pirsum. Pirsum requires 10 people.
So you're going to do it in the hospital.
You need 10 people. Right? Pidyon HaBen also, b'chlal, it all should be done with 10. I don't think you discussed it over here. You need 10 people for Pidyon HaBen. L'chatchila, you do. L'chatchila, you're supposed to have 10 people for Pidyon HaBen, but it's not ma'akev. But for Kriyas Hashem, typically, if I remember correctly, you need 10 people. You're supposed to have to. You don't have to, because the giving of a name represents the piersum hadavar, that this is the person's name. Okay, let's go further. Maybe I don't think he mentions any of this, but we'll see. Let's see. Okay, now we go to the technique, the ceremony. Let's go to Halacha Dalet. Ha'av Maisi Lei L'Buchar Kamekon. What is the ceremony? Now he'll mention later on. The first you wash. You first recite the Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz. You sit down and you begin the Su'udah. Immediately after they serve, right before, even before they serve the appetizer, or after the appetizer, I don't know. I went to a Pidyon HaBen recently, and they just couldn't get the people to behave. They couldn't get them to sit down.
Unless you feed them.
Everyone washed, and they wanted to do. They really would have liked to do the Pidyon HaBen right after everyone washed, but everyone was just milling about. They were schmoozing. So until the way to get them to sit down, they serve the appetizer. So then they already sat down, people were in a different frame of mind, and then they brought the baby in and they started the ceremony. But it seems he's supposed to even do it early. He's supposed to lechatchila do it as soon as maybe, it doesn't make a difference. You do it as soon as you wash. But after, so you bring the baby, and the custom is you put jewelry. The custom, they have all these customs.
Sugar and garlic.
You surround the baby with garlic and sugar cubes and little peklach. And then they put him on a tray, on a big silver tray. You take someone's, go to someone's house, they have a fancy leichter, you have a big silver tray. And they dress up the baby in a beautiful outfit. And then they put on the baby, they go around, they collect from women their jewelry, necklaces and earrings and who knows what. And as they collect, they put all the jewelry on the baby or on the side on the tray. And they bring the baby, and either they bring the baby on the tray or they bring the baby and they put the baby on the tray on the table. And then there's a conversation between the Kohen and the father. Does the Kohen sit or does the Kohen stand for the ceremony? Anyone hear a Kohen? Anyone hear a Kohen? So we have, do you have the Pidyon HaBen?
One time?
Were you sitting or standing? It's not a trick question. Whatever you did is good. It's machlokes. Some sit, some stand. What? Some sit, some stand, yeah?
Standing.
He was standing. Okay, so there are different minhagim. Some stand.
It's good.
It's good. And some sit. Why does some sit? L'mashcha. L'mashcha means derech kavod. It's a big machloikis. This is one of the things that is not resolved. Should you sit? Should you stand? Machloikis. Everyone has a different custom. And then the Yisrael, he says, the Kohen says, what?
The father has to stand.
The father always, I think the father always stands. The Kohen, the father for sure stands. The Kohen is the one who there is a dilemma if he should stand or sit. So let's assume the Kohen, whatever the Kohen, so then the Kohen says, oh, thank you very much. Thank you for this child. It's mine. The Torah says you give the child to the Kohen. The Kohen has a right to keep the baby. I'll take the baby home with me. I'll adopt the baby. Okay, we'll bring him. We'll go right here to the city office and we'll sign the adoption forms. And the parent says, as long as you pay the tuition, it's yours. And as long as you change the diapers,
you change your baby.
I remember I went to a Pidyon HaBen and I think Rabbi Khan spoke. Rabbi Khan, he said, what kind of question? He spoke about this strange ceremony. What do you want more? The Kohen says to the parents, what do you want more? Do you want the baby or do you want the money? So the Khan said, maybe, you know, if this is child number 10, you're up to the 10th child. If it would be the 10th child, there's no such thing, of course, right? Because the opinion of Ben is only the first child. But if it would be, so maybe there's a Hava Amina, you know what, you could have him. I got enough problems at home. Enough tuitions to pay, enough daughters to marry off. You could have him. I'll see you later. But the first child, the Bukhar, what parent in their right mind would say, we're going to have Amina, what do you want more? What do you think I want? Of course I want the child. So he didn't give an answer. There is no answer. I don't know. There is no simple answer to this question. But the Kohen presents the question to the father, what would you like more? Would you like the child back? Or I'll have the child and you keep your five slum, you keep your money. That's the nusach. It says it in the Siddur. That's exactly what it says. Ha'av ma'isi l'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b' inform all the information. You tell them this is a Bukhar, it's a Peterechem Limo, it's the firstborn to the mother. Hi Yisraelis, my wife is a Yisraelis, I am also a Yisrael. Umaisi Kesef, and you bring us Kesef, which is, we mentioned, 84 grams of silver, which today in American silver dollars is approximately 6 silver dollars. Umaisi Kesef, a Shavu Kesef, Hamisha Sloim, Umanechlef Nekoin, you put it before the coin of Yom, you say, the coin, Zebini Bechori, this is my firstborn son. The Achakach, and afterwards, Manichlef Nekoin, and you put it before the coin. V'akoyin shalli, put it before the coin. The coin takes the baby. V'akoyin shalli soy ma bois tvei. What do you want more? V'hu meishif, and the father says, "Omer chofetz ani liftoi ses bini." I want my child more. All this in the Nusach HaTzvila, in the Nusach HaSiddur. V'oy tra'av machzik es hatamad. This is a point halacha. The father, while he's holding on to the money, he should not give the money yet to the kohen. The bracha should be made over lasiyasan before you give the money to the kohen. And then he makes a second bracha, Shehechianu. The Gam Shehechianu, the Noise Niyad, Es Hamadbeos Lakoyen, the Akoyen Noitel Es Hakesef, he takes the Kesef, Umaylicha Biyode Al Reish Habein, and he puts the money over the head, like you know, it's a kaparis. Yeah. Kaparis over the head. The money is in exchange for your child. The child, the kedusha has departed from the child and has gone onto the coins, and you can take your child back. He's all yours. The achakach, and afterwards, then the coin, the minig is the coin gives brachos. He says he is simcha lakim kefer mechonasha brachos koyhanim and other brachos. The achakach nois nes yodai al reish aben the mivarchoi the oimer yisimcha lakim yivarechecha Hashem yishmerecha ki orech yamim ubishnois. That's why it's one of the reasons why you want to give it to a very chashva coin. Think about it. Why do you want to be mechabed a coin mechubot with Birchas with Pidyon HaBen? You know, one of the main reasons is the brachas. That when you give a bracha after you do a mitzvah, that bracha has a lot of toikef. What's the proof to this? I'll prove it to you. It says every day. If you say Birchas HaMazon, why do you say the most beautiful brachas? Harachamon, Huyan Chilein, all the harachamons that we say every single time we bench. Why do we have these elaborate harachamons? Yireinu Bamorom, Yilamdu, and all these psukim? Because when you do a mitzvah, you open up a channel in heaven for a chef of bracha. One of the greatest mitzvos, greatest segulos in the world, the ultimate skula, is reciting Birchas HaMazon with Kavana. It's kedai to eat bread just to have the opportunity to recite Birchas HaMazon. After you finish the four brachas, you've done a mitzvah, now is an opportune moment to get to be marbe bracha, and we recite the harachamans and all the things that follow from Birchas HaMazon. So it's the same exact thing. When you have an opportunity, once in a lifetime opportunity, to do the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, what a skula, what an incredible opportunity. When you do this mitzvah, you open up for yourself in the olamos a channel of bracha. Now is the time to take advantage. It's the time that the kohen should give you a bracha. Who's going to be one giving the bracha? The one that did the Pidyon HaBen. So when you want to be mechabed a person with Birchas Chayim, you want to go to a person who's a tzaddik, a person whose bracha is the person that will say the the bracha with a lot of kavana. You don't just want to go to a person and go, oh, he's my next door neighbor, he's a kohen. So, but he's not a very, he's not known to be a very, very intense person when it comes to religious matters. So I'll give him the five slaim, and he'll just mumble the brachas. You squandered an opportunity. An opportunity once in a lifetime. You go to a Talmud Chacham who is a real tzaddik, who will say Yivarechacha. The bracha he'll give the child will be forever. It will be an incredible opportunity. That's why it's very big hakpadah who you give the pidyon haben, because of the bracha that he's going to give when you finish it. Okay, then of course there's a yichus issue, that's another thing. Now after he gives a bracha, then you make a bracha. The koyin makes bore pri hagofen. Now the im ein yayin, mevorach al shor mashkin, shor gilim lishtoy sham. But if you're not going to make it, let's say you don't have wine, you have beer, then you make a shahaka. But here's the problem. We start, when do you do the ceremony? The ceremony is done in the middle of a meal. In the middle of a meal, do you make a shahakol on liquid and beverage? No. Do you make a bar pri hagafen? Yes, unless you made kiddush. If you made kiddush, then you made a bar pri hagafen. By the way, do the people who are participating in the suda, do they make a bar pri hagafen on Shabbos when the balabais made a bar pri hagafen? It depends if they were turned from the yayin. In other words, you're a guest at someone's home, in your own home, and you'll say you're a guest, and the balabais makes kiddush, and he makes the bar pri hagafen, and you answer amen. And you're not toying. You do not taste from the kosher bracha. It does not give you a little sip. You don't want to take it. You don't like that kind of wine. You know, it's not up to your standards. So you just yaitze with answering amen. Okay, then they serve the appetizer. They serve one course. They bring out the main course. And then they bring out, quality wine. So the Baal HaBayis says, I'm not drinking this wine. It's not. If he would drink the wine, he would have to make a toiv ametiv. The Baal HaBayis would drink the wine, he would make. But you, do you have to make a bori pri hagafen? Forget about toiv ametiv. Do you make a bori? The answer is yes. Because the Birchas HaMaitzi does not exempt you from a bori pri hagafen. The reason why we don't see people often making a bori pri hagafen during the meal on Shabbos is because typically you're toyim from the Koishel Kiddush. But if you're not toyim from the Koishel Kiddush and you want to drink wine, you have to make a bori pri hagafen. Also, when you make a bori pri hagafen, do you have to make a shahakol and other beverages? Let's say go to a Kiddush. Going sidetrack, but this is a very important halachas to review. Let's say you go to a Kiddush, so you're not washing. You go to a kiddush, and the Rav gets up, and he makes Shabbos morning, bori pri hagafen. So this is a halacha. When you make a bori pri hagafen, you don't have to make a shahakol. So now when you want to take a glass of seltzer, or whatever, you want to take a cup of orange juice, or whatever you want to take, do you have to make a shahakol? A bori pri hagafen. So the answer is, it depends. If you were toyim, you were toyim from the koshel bracha of the Rav who made Kiddush, then you don't make a shakal anymore. The bori pri hagafen that the Rav made on Kiddush exempts you from making a shakal on all beverages that are served during the Kiddush. But if you're in the audience, like 99% of the time you're in the audience, and someone's making bori pri hagafen all the way in the front, and you're answering amen, very good. You answered amen to bori pri hagafen. And even though normally bori pri hagafen exempts you from making a shakal, but that's only if you're toyim from the bori. So when the Rav makes bori pri hagafen, you're not yoitza shahakol. You have to make a separate shahakol when you drink a beverage. But if you're sitting near the Rav and he makes a bori pri hagafen and he gives you a little bit from the yayin and you're toying from the yayin, you don't make a shahakol on a beverage. You still have to make a shahakol though on food. On the herring you have to make a shahakol, but you don't have to make a shahakol on a beverage. Okay, if that's what you decide to do. In other words, let's say you only need cake and a cup of soda. So the cake you make a mezonos, and the cup of soda you have to make a shahakol, because I was not toying from the bori pri hagafen of the Rav, but if I was toying, I do not make. Okay, but here this is to discuss this dilemma. If you're in a situation, whatever the story is, where there is no wine, for bori pri hagafen. So you got to, and you're following the standard custom of first washing and beginning the suda, and then doing the pidyon haben. So we've already washed, and now we're about to, we do the Pinyin HaBen, and after we do the Pinyin HaBen, the Kohen makes the Bar Priya Gofen. We don't have Gefen, we don't have wine, so we're going to use Schar, we're going to use Chamar Medina, we're going to use beer instead. Beer, we make a Shahakol, but wait a minute. I already said Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz. And the Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz prevents me from making a Shahakol. So you're right. So if that's what you know is going to happen, then in this situation only you should do the Pidyon HaBen before you wash. So you can make a Brocha Shahakol Nieh Bidvaro on Chamar Medina in honor of the Pidyon HaBen. Chazal wanted you... What? A bris if you don't have. If you don't have yayin, then you make a chamar medina. Chazal wanted you to make a special brach in honor of this occasion. Ilachatchila should be gefen. But if you don't have gefen, it says here you make it on other mashkin. But if you make it on other mashkin, then you have a lot of trouble. You have to do it before. The im in yam varach al shar mashkin, sheregil lusha sham, aval oz azayt shrichim la sois apidin koidem nitilas yadayim, lesuda, ki besuch asuda, im varach al shar mashkin, mashe inkein, kishyesh yayin. Yayin, you don't make kiddish. There's not a Suda Shabbos. So then, to us, Oisna Pidyon Achar Bircha Samoitzi. Then you make it. Einochanami, you're right. Einochanami. Everyone else can wash. That would appear to be correct. That's you're right. Okay. No, never. Never saw it. I never saw it. What about the shiloh about the wedding is the white wine versus the red wine? Someone recently told me, they went to a wedding, who told me? Well, you told me the Masada Kedushin, he insisted on only red wine under the Chuppah. Insisted. He insisted, you want to do it right, you have to do it with red wine. Today you don't see that. Today you only have white wine, it shouldn't spill. It's going to spill on the ground. What? Red wine. Okay, but this is a Litvish. I think maybe we have Yosha Ber. Could we have Yosha Ber Soloveitchik? No, I don't think so. I remember hearing recently someone told me such a thing. Where the Sadik Lishan, he made a Hakpada. It has to be only red wine. Okay, let's see. Kame Koyen, let's see. Ois Ches, the previous page. So you bring the baby to the Koyen. Ayin Piske Chuva Masha Hevim Shut Chavas Yorv Shai Shud Yad El Yo B'nishem Nishem Nisbarer Olof She'ein Koyen Nichol HaBonim Shenifdu. A scandal. You hear scandals that they discovered that the meat was treif, right? You hear scandals that the chickens, all the chickens were treif. We hear about these scandals. So they tell everyone, go home and cash all your kalim. Everything in your house is treif because the chickens, if you bought meat from this store, you've been fooled. They were selling you non-kosher meat. This person was a respected Kohen. He was the Kohen at the Pidyon HaBen of hundreds of people, hundreds of firstborns. And then all of a sudden, scandal. He's not a Kohen. He faked you all out. He's not a Kohen. So all of those children have to have a new Pidyon HaBen. And all that money has to be returned. All the money that he has taken is gezel. That's what he paskins. Ayin v'pischei tshuva masha hevi mishut chavas yoyer v'shut yad aliyo b'mish nispar olof she'ein oy Kohen d'kol habonim sheniftu al yodoy tzrichim lachzor u'levdoysam pashat. All of those firstborns that were redeemed to this person must be redeemed again. U'miu what?
If the father is alive,
I'm not sure. It's already an adult. For sure, it's upon yourself. He's going to talk about that later on. But let's say the child is already an adult. Does the father still have responsibility when the child's an adult? Already at that point in time, the child becomes responsible for himself. I don't know. Maybe then already becomes his own mitzvah. But yes, maybe it becomes your mitzvah. Maybe it's still a mitzvah. I don't know the answer. Maybe it's still even an adult. Maybe even an adult is still the father's mitzvah. Could be. It was his obligation from the very, very beginning. So he owes the money. I don't know the answer. Let's see. When there is no father, then it's posh. Of course, you have to do it yourself. But when the father is still alive, could be he has to still do it. What about the money? The money is gezel. Or let's say it was a mekach. He didn't know it was an oinus. So you want to go say it was a matana? I don't know. It still appears to be a very big problem with the money. Test the gam shechi yanu b'shut m'toyv tuftan v'das cost of the b'misha also pidyon haben b'ishto v'shoyn v'atashnos acheres he married a zivik sheni, and both of them was their first marriage for both wives. So therefore, if they're two firstborns, do you make a shechi yanu on the second b'char? on the second Bechoros was Machlekes. So Gam came to Ata Ish Nosi Shacharis Gam from Yodel Leben Bechoros. And then Hela Bvarich Oyrapam. So he says he make a Nachamol. The Bircha Shachiyen the Kevin Shen Shchir Kolkach Nikri Bizman Bizman. There's no Machlekes. So there's Machlekes. He Paskins. He do it twice. He do it twice. The second also same Shachiyanu. Okay, let's go to Luftoisa Mikoyna Shehusham. Okay, this goes on. This is the next one. Halacha Halacha. Hey, Im Eino Ab Makam Hayelib Yachol. Now this is a big sugya. This major opinion. A shliach, can you make a shliach for pidyon haben? Im ein ho'av b'mokam hayelad, the father is not present. Yochel gam kein liftoise mikoyin ba'asher hu sham. The father, first situation is the father can do the pidyon haben even without the presence of the baby. The baby is, the father's on business, he's far away, and now he realizes, his wife says, you foolish husband, don't you know you have a firstborn, you have to redeem him? Oh, I forgot all about it. Okay, I'm here in business in China. I'm sure I'll find a coin somewhere in China, right? Yeah. Made in China. You can find everything. you can find everything in China. And sure enough, he goes to Chabad house, and there they give koyin. They give koyin, yamoy. The guy gets the first lease of koyin. Oh, Baruch Hashem, and the koyin, can you take the 5 coins to redeem 5 Chinese? I guess they have silver coins in China. I don't know what they have there in China or whatever they have.
It's probably fake.
It's probably plastic, right? With lead. So he redeems his firstborn. And where's the baby? The baby's overseas. It's okay. The baby does not need to be present. The Omer LaKoyin Yeshli Ben Bechor Liftoisei VaKoyin Amoloi Ma Boisei. You go through the Nusach. Everything's exactly the same. Of course, the Koyin's not going to be able to put his hands over the baby and say Zetachazeh, but it works just as well. Okay, now on the back. What?
Can the mother be blinded?
The mother, it's not her mitzvah. No, he points out later on in this halacha siman. No, a mother cannot do it. It's not her mitzvah. She has no obligation. The bezdin, if the father does not do it, then it comes upon the bezdin. And if the bezdin doesn't do it, then when the child gets older, he does it himself. And then there's an inyan of a person just deciding. I guess the mother would be no worse than that. A person on his own decides, I'm giving the money for the pinyon.
Sure.
Typical example is the grandfather. He's going to discuss this. He's going to discuss the case where the child that was born out of wedlock. So the father doesn't exist. The father is John Doe. And that, b'chlau, because that he's going to discuss, if you don't know who the father is, there's a very strong grounds to say there's no pinyon haben. Because who says the child, the father, is Jewish? And if his child is not Jewish, no, I take that back. The father is not Jewish, he talks about it. The main thing is the father may be a Kohen or a Levi. So we don't know who the father is, since there is a real possibility he might be a Kohen or a Levi. And therefore, by Mammon, Ein Holchem, by Mammon, Acha, Ein Holchem, Acha, Haroiv, you don't do Pidyon HaBen at all. And if you want to be Machmer and do Pidyon HaBen, you don't make a Bracha. Okay, we're going to discuss all this right now, a little bit later on. But let's first go to the situation where the baby is not present, and the situation of appointing a shaliach. Let's say the father is overseas, and he says, listen, I don't have your kohanim, I don't have anyone over here, so you know what, I appoint you my agent, my brother, my relative, the Rav, Rabbi, you are my agent, you go to the pinyon I've been in my place. Well, let's say the pinyon I've been mamish, the father is not well, he's in the hospital, whatever the situation is, he can't attend the pinyon I've been, he's incarcerated, chas v'shalom. He can't come to the pinyon aben. So he says to the rabbi, Rabbi, you be my agent. You redeem my child for me. You go to the ceremony. Can the father appoint the shliach to do pinyon aben? So this is a major machlekes ha-poiskim. Let's see what it says over here. Shakosav, the hamufchar shebedrochim, the ideal thing is shlasos alidei shliach b'mokem hayelet. The father, it's better to do it through a shliach in the presence of the child than to do it yourself in the absence of the child. It's not a perfect world. Keaturizof, Hashach Sham, the Hair Hasam Saifer Sham, the Gab Rabbi Hagoin Rav Nosan Adra Koyin. Also, halacha l'maisi was a kohen of Nosson Adler. The Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, halacha l'maisi, kain, shekibul mi acher, d'mei opinion, bi'ir, vin, v'hayelin hoy eitzel imoy, bi'ir, selim. So the baby was not present, and he did it from the father himself, that he preferred, that's better, to do it from the father directly, even in the absence of the baby, than to do it in the presence of the baby through a shliach. The yoy rapam kosav, the roy liftos bi'atzmo, v'lo ha'idei shliach, mishum deroy, la'asai zecher, l'b'choyer, here's the lomdis. Pinyin ha-ben is a zecher for the firstborns in Egypt. And in Egypt, the KC, it says there, ani v'loy ha-shliach. The Klal Yisrael redeemed us, it was directly v'lo ha'idei ha-shliach, v'lo ha'idei malach. So therefore we commemorate Hashem redeeming the firstborns in Egypt by also doing it directly and not doing it through an agent. And this is an exception to the rule of Shlucha Yishalom Kamaisai. Now he goes further. Now let's discuss in greater detail. Now Shlichos, now we make someone a Shliach, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean who's paying for it? I am appointing you, my friend, to do the Pinyin HaBen. Use your own money. Is that the type of shlichus? Or maybe no. Here's my money. Here's my money. You, here's my money. And you redeem the baby for me using my money. So each one, each approach has a maila and a chasara. When you're using the money of the father, so on the one hand, the father is doing it. But if the father is, it's the father's money, but the father is doing it, the father has appointed an agent to do the ma'isa. It violates what it says in the Torah, ani v'loy shaliach. On the other hand, if the person who does it is using his own money, it's being done directly. But he's not the father. He is another person. So each one has a ma'ila and a chesara. So when we talk about agency, we have to go and really split hairs, what exactly is the technique in this? So this is not at all clear, and this is the thing about, and that's why all of these things will become very confusing when the day is over. Al Yado, you can do a shliach. So when we have machlokes between the shach and the taz and the ramah, if you do it to a shliach, kosev chasam sofer, the hainu, what are we talking about? The hashliach noisein momoin shel atzmoi. We're talking about a situation where the shliach is giving his own money. Veloy momon sheloath. V'chein ein mezakeh hamomon la'an. When the shliach does the pinyan, according to those that say you do it, he's not giving it, I'm here, it's money, and I'm being mezakeh, this money should be the father's money. I want to give this money to the father as a gift, and now I'm using the father's money as the pinyan. You don't do that, that's incorrect. Ela, that's the way you're supposed to do. You're supposed to use your own money, your own private money, to redeem the child of so and so. That's the proper way to do it with a shliach, according to those that say that you can do it with a shliach, which would seem to imply that using the father's money would be worse. Using the father's money, the father's money, and acting as his agent would be worse. Everyone would seem to hold that's not a good idea, because then you're already two steps removed. You're not using the money belongs to someone else, and you're acting as his agent. So that's already two steps away removed from the Torah says ani the drasha of ani v'loy shaliach. At least when you're using your own money, to some degree you're doing it yourself. You're not coming on to agency. He disagrees with them fundamentally. Not like Chassam Sofer. He says the only way to do the shlichus is if you mezake the money to the father. So machlokes achrayim exactly how the shlichus works. He talks about that a person, he says, okay, you know, same idea that you don't have to use the father's money, you can use your own money. It works when you use your own money. Others, let's say, you know, he never asked the father. The father doesn't know from the halacha. The father is ignorant. So you know what, I'll do him the favor, I'll redeem him without even telling the father what's going on. She'ena lefanav mahane. Why? The zichia hilo. It's a zuchus. It's a zuchus for a father that his son should be redeemed. The zachin laadam shloi befanav. Ulevad ulechein. Therefore, hello b'achad of those ma'ishaya. She'achar lohoy darim. She'echad lohoy darim yishtai. Shayu ketodas b'nei. They were separated or they were divorced. Husband and wife were divorced, and they obviously was during shana rishayna, their first year. So she gave birth to her whatever. Not shana rishayna. Doesn't not muchach whatever the situation. Whatever it is, but it was a first child. So when the first child was born, there was no father ready. The Yolda Bukhar Mimenu, the Ainai Right Selif Daisa, there's a bit of family feud. The father does not want to pay one penny for the Binyan Aben. Uzikenai Shel Hayalet, the grandfather, the mother's father, Avimai, Right Selif Daisa, Kos of Diaf Binidan Zesh in the Right Selif Daisa, even though the father does not want it, the ain't Shaykh Lai Mazakhin Ladam Shabifanam, it's not a Zuchusk, I don't want it. Zakhin Ladam was the only situation where if he would know about it, he'd be very happy. But when he openly said, I don't want, when he said, I don't want, so it's not a Zuchus, Mikal Makim, nevertheless, Kevin Chapasa Bechamsi, the Ma'av in the Right Selif Daisa, Kaifin Isai, we force him. In Cain, Bizman Hazeh Shein Kaifin, Bizman Hazeh, we don't force anyone to do anything, Bizman Hazeh. Today, Bizman Hazeh, we're living in a time where we're not under the authority. We don't do force. Yachal Ha'achar still, even though we don't force, but at least, Yachal Ha'achar Litin Moitzav Shalatzman Liftoisa, the Gamzeh, he's Zuchus Lo, Shematziloi Mi Itzer Aseh Bechol Yoim Biyom, even though it's not a Zuchus in regard to his will. He just says, I don't want. But since every single day that does not redeem his firstborn son, he's doing an Avera, so he doesn't have a choice over that. So by redeeming him, you're removing him from this Avera, that is an automatic Zuchus, and you can do so. No such thing as mechila. The Gemara, I think the Gemara is the kasha. The Gemara, no. You have to add, no. You can't do it in advance. There's no din of mechila because mechila, you're not giving anything. You have to do a real pidyon. No. The pidya must be a maisa pidya. You have to give. Mechila is not called a maisa. It works in chesha mishpat, but it does not work within pidyon. Pidyon requires a real maisa. Giving in advance, it's davar shalei baloilam. The chiyav of giving the pidyon is only when the person is here. The person is not here, you can't do things.
On screen.
What? Authorization he talks about. No. That's not halachically called here. That's not called here. Here means physical proximity. Let's see. Alkein yimdu abezdin es avi the bez. So he says the ideal thing to do is that the ideal thing is that in a situation where the father does not want to do the pidyon aben, the bezdin should appoint a person who wants to do it, and that way it's also a drush in the Torah that if the father does do the bezdin steps in as avi imo liftoso mahani ayin sham uveshut mahar. It works, Ayin Shum. So, b'diavad, if a person does not want to do, someone else can step in and give his own money and could redeem the child. Next, let's say the father appoints an agent in writing. He sends a letter, does not verbalize his authority. Shaper dummy, it's okay. The Zehavi Kamira. Avol, now this is shocking what it says here. Avol, are they a telegraph? And I guess you substitute this for an email, Bizman Hazeh. A text message. You text the rabbi. Can you please, I authorize you to do the pinyon aben for me. That he seems to say is not called the ma'isak sivu. That's not significant enough that it should be considered a dibur. Loi mahani, the zeh loi havi kamira ayin sham. Shocking chiddush. That sending someone a text message, an email, or telegraph. Why should it be a different telegraph than an email? It's probably worse, a telegraph. A text, telegraph is probably, there's more of a ma'isa in a telegraph than there is in an email. Everything is invisible. He says that's not called an authorization. It's not called an authorization, and therefore it's a you're not called a shliach. Okay, I don't know how we pass the halacha
l'maisa. It could be phone.
You need. It's not like mechiras chametz. Mechiras chametz very very makel. You just have to have a gili das that you want the chametz to be sold on your behalf. There's no mice of selling chametz. When it comes to selling chametz, we're very lenient. The rabbi can sell chametz. There's a lot of shuvas where let's say a balabas who's not 100% early stages of dementia. He doesn't remember. So the rabbi's looking at a shtar. How come this balabas didn't come and sell me the chametz this year? So either he doesn't hold for me anymore, He's making a statement. You're not my rabbi. Very possible. Very possible. But it's also possible he just forgot. He just forgot. He's very fatracht. He's very busy. So is the rabbi allowed to write him down on the shtar and sell his chametz? Put out last year's shtar. Whatever we did last year, we do this year. Is that a valid? Then the balabas comes running to the rabbi on Pesach. Rabbi, I forgot to sell you my chametz. What am I going to do? All my chametz, all my whiskey, it's all going to be asa bahana. The rabbi says, no problem. I sold the chametz for you. Does it work? You never authorized the rabbi. The answer is, what? You didn't make a kenyan. There are a lot of rabbis who don't even do the kenyan. They just say, I go online and fill out the form online. They're not, what? Yeah, you can go online today. You can go online. There are probably a million places you can submit. I don't know, you have to be careful. You can rely upon them if they're willing to sell you chametz. So they're just going to take your money. Or they do it for free. Who says?
I did online, you said the fairish, I don't sell chametz.
Only Luksha, okay.
Be
very careful if they even sell it. If it sells a kosher sale, you have to know what you're dealing with. But you don't need to make a formal kinyan because there's no halach in the Torah to sell. There's a gilui das. But you have shown that you're willing that someone should sell the chametz on your behalf. But when it comes to pidyon haben, you need to do a ma'isa pidya. There's an action that must be done. And if you're not going to do it, you must have a formal appointment of an agent to do that action. It requires a formal kinyan or a formal authorization, which he holds can be done either b'dibor or at least b'ksaf. But to do something which is a little sketchy, like a telegraph, he holds is not valid. Okay, I don't know how we would pass in today. Some person, Rachmanel's son, is incarcerated. If the father cannot come to the place, the kohen can't come to where the father is located, you should not appoint your wife. A woman is not mechuyev in this mitzvah. A woman should not be, you only can be an agent if you yourself can do the mitzvah. A woman has no chiv whatsoever to redeem a firstborn, and therefore a woman cannot be an agent of the mitzvah. The Sefer Yad Avram, I don't know who the Sefer is, says that a mother also can be the agent of her husband to do the pidyon haben. Okay? I don't think so. According to the Shach, a shaliach does not make the shechianu. Only the father makes the shechianu. The Chasam Sofer kosav the im poide aide shaliach. So the ideal thing is you have in front of you a new fruit. So this is the nusach is almost the same exact thing. You have to change a few words when you have a shliach. Ben B'chor that we're referring to, who pet the rechem li'imoy, v'yakadosh baruch hu tzivu liftoy so shenemar uftuim min chodesh tifte v'yarkocho kesef chamishim shkolim l'value of 5 shkolim b'shech l'kodesh eshem gira shekel l'shekel is 20 shgera v'nemar, and it says l'pazik kashich ha'b'chor kol rechem v'nei shol. This is what we say in the siddur b'adu v'pim li'hu ani ha'sholiach. You make it known, I am an agent. Me avi ha'yelet b'chor hazeh Shetagiyaz man opinion, the time of Shegiyaz man opinion, the opinion has arrived. Ha koinamela hamashaleach, my boy is today. Ato hashliach, b'shem hamishalechacho. What do you want? What does the one who sent you really want more? What does he want more? Does he want the money? Or does he want the baby? I lead to a mid-ben abachar shupet derechem, li'imoy abayis tuftayis, b'shluchos al-avi abachar, b'yar ha-mesh shalom, b'kid mechuy b'yam shlech m'daraisa. In other words, you just change the words around a little bit. U'mish v'ashliach, kofetz ni'liftayis abachar, b'shluchos al-avi abachar. V'heilch me'pid yonoy, min ha-mesh shalom. Okay, we're going to stop over here because we're out of time.